a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used EcoBank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with EcoBank Rapid Transfer. EcoBank, a better way to send money across Africa.
News, the Global Link.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, certifies 8.7 million voters for 2026 general election. Government rebukes outgoing U.S. ambassador over undiplomatic farewell remarks. And Nigeria plans to repatriate nationals willing to leave South Africa after attacks. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has certified a total of 8,786,300 registered voters eligible to participate in the August 2026 general election. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro announced that the certification follows a comprehensive inspection of the provision of voters' register aimed at removing duplicated entries. Mr. Kasaro explained that the provisional register initially stood at 8,880,912 voters, but however, after the inspection process, 101,439 cases of duplication were identified and removed, along with 1,172 entries of deceased persons removed. With this, it means that 8,786,300 voters have been duly certified and will be eligible to vote in the August general election, said Mr. Kasaro. He further disclosed that of the certified voters, 4,665,431 are female, representing 53.1% of the voters, 4,120,869 are male, representing 46.9%, while 4,066,423 are youth, representing 46.3% of the total number of registered voters. Mr. Kasaro added that 20,162 persons with disabilities have also been certified as registered voters for the upcoming polls. He said that in terms of provincial distribution, Lusaka province has the highest number of registered voters at 1,430,889, while Mchunga province was the lowest with 435,536. He has since encouraged registered voters to verify their details using the ECZ online platforms or dialing the short USSD code *214#. Mr. Kasaro has also announced that as of today, 26 presidential aspirants have paid their 100,000 kwacha nomination fees. They explained that the nomination fee is part of the administrative process that eligible candidates must complete before filing in the nomination papers, which will also require at least 1,000 supporters from across the country. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, has urged members of parliament to remain patient as the House awaits a ruling on whether lawmakers who have crossed the floor to join the ruling party can continue attending parliamentary sittings. The matter arose in the National Assembly today when Mkoshi South Member of Parliament Davis Chisopa raised a point of order questioning whether the affected members of parliament were in order to continue participating in proceedings. Mr. Chisopa argued that Article 72 of the Constitution is clear that a parliamentary seat must be declared vacant once members defect and that such members should therefore not continue attending sittings. In response, Ms. Moti called for patience, noting that a similar point of order had already been raised and is currently under consideration. She assured the House that a comprehensive ruling on the matter will be delivered in due course. The development comes amid a wave of defections involving several independent members of parliament and members of the Patriotic Front PF who have recently joined the ruling party ahead of the dissolution of parliament later this month.
Why are we allowing members of parliament who have already crossed the floor to continue sitting in this house? We can't allow this kind of lawlessness, Madam Speaker, even if we are closing parliament, Madam Speaker. Are we in order to continue sitting with members of parliament, Madam Speaker, who have already crossed the floor? I think you're serious, really, Madam Speaker.
The honorable member for Mukoshi South, if you've been following the proceedings of this house, you know that there's a ruling that is pending to be delivered. Yes. So please wait for that ruling.
Government has rejected claims by outgoing United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, that Zambia's relationship with the United States is centered on aid. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, has described the remarks made by Mr. Gonzalez during a farewell reception in Lusaka on April 30 as undiplomatic and inconsistent with established international norms. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Haimbe stated that the ambassador's assertions violated the spirit of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations of 1961, particularly provisions requiring diplomats to respect the laws of the host country and refrain from interfering in internal affairs. He emphasized that relations between the two countries, dating back to Zambia's independence in 1964, have been built on mutual respect, shared values, and strategic cooperation rather than dependency. Mr. Haimbe has further criticized the envoy for raising concerns publicly rather than through official diplomatic channels, calling it a sign of disregard for established processes. He also refuted allegations of non-responsiveness in the ongoing negotiations, including a proposed health memorandum of understanding, reportedly involving of up to $2 billion US dollars in support, stating that the talks had stalled due to provisions Zambia considers unacceptable, particularly those of data sharing and privacy, which are now subject to court proceedings. Mr. Haimbe said that negotiations on critical minerals agreements remain under careful review to ensure they align with national interests and do not grant preferential treatment to foreign entities. The minister also dismissed suggestions that Zambia is backsliding on anti-corruption efforts, citing increased budget allocations to the health sector, a rise in arrests and convictions related to medical supply theft, and significant asset recoveries as evidence of progress.
We call on all well-meaning citizens and global partners to ignore the assertions made by the outgoing ambassador during the farewell event hosted in his honor. As his tenure comes to an end, and as we bid him farewell and wish him all the best in his endeavors, we are confident that the departure of the outgoing ambassador presents a unique opportunity for U.S.-Zambia relations to once again blossom and grow to their full potential.
The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has expressed concern over reported cases of defilement, which continue to leave many children exposed to HIV and other sexually transmitted infections, which have long-term severe health complications. According to the Zambia Police, 4,978 cases of defilement were recorded between 2021 and 2025, underscoring the persistent burden of child sexual abuse in the country. Healthcare Director General Quince Mwawu says this represents a gross violation of children's rights and a preventable public health emergency that requires urgent national attention. This situation is further worsened by delayed reporting of such cases, particularly in rural and hard-to-reach areas, which continues to limit access to critical time-sensitive services, including post-exposure prophylaxis, prompt STI treatment, and psychosocial support, said Dr. Mwawu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He emphasized that child protection must remain a national priority with a stronger collaboration between communities, health facilities, social welfare services, and law enforcement to ensure early identification and response.
These children are brought to health facilities late, which limits the chances of preventing infections and reduce long-term harm.